Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960, brought to you by the W. Grayson Consulting Group. Get the new people management development book, Manage People Better, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. We can all manage people better. For more information, contact W. Grayson Consulting Group at 818-384-5076. It's an excellent gift for yourself or the people manager in your life. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good morning, Regina. I am well. How are you doing?
I'm great, and it's another beautiful New Year.
Yes, and we've got
weekend.
We have a great, exciting guest to start off the New Year.
We do. I absolutely adore her. So we're just going to jump right in. I've known her for quite some time, and I think over the years our relationship has deepened. But I just adore her and the work that she's doing in our community. She always has this energy and this just, she makes you feel this sense of you need to be committed to something,
mm-hmm.
right? So I want to welcome to the show Yamila Bell Gomez, yeah. who is on the executive board and also the fundraising chair for Delta Sigma Theta, the High Desert chapter.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Wonderful to be here.
Yes, we're excited to have you here. And as we're kicking off the new year, we know that every January we celebrate Martin Luther King Day. And it's gotten kind of boiled down to MLK. Everybody recognizes it as MLK. But in honor and recognition, we do celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King for
absolutely.
The amazing man and legacy that he has given us. And so really want to start off, Yamila, by having you maybe give us a little bit of background and brief history on the Deltas. Because, you know, somebody may be listening and they haven't heard of, they're not familiar. And so we want to get them in the game.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority was founded at Howard University in 1913 by 22 dedicated young women who wanted to see change in the community. They did not want another social organization. They wanted to actually go out into the community and do the needs of the community, to fulfill all the needs of the community. And so these brave 22 women got together and started Delta Sigma Theta Sorority at Howard University.
In 1913. Wow. And so that work now is being carried forward.
Yes.
Specifically here in the High Desert.
Yes.
Which you guys have been chartered now for how long?
We've been chartered now for 18 years. The High Desert Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority chartered on September 17th in 2006. There were 14 of us charter members. We got together because all of us had been driving to other chapters in Southern California, and it got to be rather tiresome. So when we realized we had enough members to actually charter, we started in 2004. It took us 2 years, but it was so worth it to be able to provide to the needs of the community and and community service.
And you guys have been serving ever since.
Yes.
And so that brings us to coming up will be, I believe it's the 17th?
Yes, the 17th.
MLK Peace March?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah.
The 17th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative Peace March was actually started by one of our sorors. Roxanne Young was the one who had the idea for it, and we all, of course, jumped on board. This was right around the time that we were also trying to charter.
Okay.
And we had a lot of community interest in us being able to do it. So we were very happy that we were able to partner with the city of Victorville, who has been wonderful.
Right.
Every year they've been wonderful in providing access and barricading the roads and getting all the permits and being able to really help us with that. So after about, I think it was right around 2011 or so, was when we started doing the Civil Rights Memorial. I don't know if anybody knows about the Civil Rights Memorial that we have.
That's located on the City of Victorville campus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 2014, because that was the very first monument that went up for Dr. King.
Yes.
And then since then, there have been a number of other ones, such as Katherine Johnson, Frances E.W. Harper, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Jackie Robinson, Lucy Burns, Harriet Tubman, Cesar Chavez, Frederick Douglass, Asa Philip Randolph are all the recipients at the Civil Rights Memorial.
Right. And so also, for our listeners who have not had the opportunity to attend one of the peace marches, in partnership with the City of Victorville, you do also do add someone every year, I believe it is,
yes,
to that Civil Rights Memorial.
Yes.
I'm not sure of who's being added this year.
Well, we won't know. It's through a contest with the Victor Elementary System. They usually do fifth graders, and fifth graders write essays, and there is a board that is selected every year by the city, and they read these essays, and they select one. And the winning essay, whoever the topic is, whoever the civil rights icon is the person that ends up having the monument that year.
Oh,
so we still don't know.
Okay. Right.
We're still waiting.
Yeah.
They won't know until later this month, actually, who that person's going to be.
And what's beautiful about that, I think, is that it is really like a bronze plaque that goes into the memorial. That's there.
Yes.
And then isn't there, I believe, a QR code where they can scan it, and then they can actually read that student's essay. I believe is the way that works. So if you haven't been, what a great opportunity on this particular day. And tell us the day and time and all the particulars for the Peace March, but what a great opportunity if you have not been over to the City of Victorville and seen the Civil Rights Memorial. This is a great day on to attend the Peace March and do that that you can learn that and also read those wonderful essays by those fifth grade students.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful opportunity. We always try to have the student, if they're willing, sometimes they're a little shy, if they're willing to actually read their essay at the Peace March.
Right, right. Okay, and so tell us all the particulars, the date, the time, all of that.
Well, our event is always on the national holiday, his birthday, and this year it's going to be January 20th, 2025. We always gather at the corner of Seneca and Civic Drives right near the courthouse building. We have sign-in tables there. We start signing in at 9 o'clock in the morning, start lining everybody up. Many organizations come with their banners and do the march with us as we sing along the way. And we start exactly at 10 o'clock. They march three blocks down to the end of the street. We're going south where the street starts to curve
right
there. And that's where we congregate and where we have a stage set up and seats set up and we have speakers. This year's theme is At the Crossroads, Honoring Dr. King's Sacrifice in a Time of Division. Our guest speaker this year will be Dawn Quigg. She is the Community Relations Coordinator for the Victor Valley Rescue Mission. She's the one who is responsible for a number of toy drives, Fill the Bus, the Thanksgiving that they have at the fairground where they give out turkeys. She's responsible for that.
Yeah,
so she is our speaker.
Thing.
She's
been here in the community. I think Dawn is also in part responsible for the food collaborative that started many years ago in partnership with Kaiser.
Yes, that's right.
So now, and as a result of that, Second Chance has now kind of come forth from that and leading the way on that. But Dawn was very much a part of that initial startup of that food collaborative group. So amazing woman, has given a lot to this community. I think, and sounds like she's going to be just a dynamic speaker.
Oh, she is. She is going to be a dynamic speaker. She's going to speak from the humanitarian perspective of volunteerism and getting out into the community.
Wonderful. There could be no better spokesperson for that than Don Quigg. So that's great. So, again, the time on that is 9 o'clock for sign-in.
9 o'clock for sign-in. We start marching exactly at 10 o'clock right at the corner of Seneca and Civic Roads, right by the courthouse, and you can park right there in the parking lot.
And this is
right
open
there.
To everybody, correct?
It's open to everyone.
Yes.
Everyone.
Great. And what a great morning to come out as community and get a true sense of community. So there are a lot of organizations there, but there are a lot of families that come. I always see families, whether it's like, you know, in the whole family, it could be the mom and the dad and the little ones and the grandparents.
Bring the stroller, right?
Yeah.
Have a baby.
Yes,
yeah.
And the stroller, people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
We do have seats for anyone who needs any extra assistance or can't stand for the duration of the talks and the speeches and the whole presentation. The whole presentation takes about 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we love having families, and especially young people.
Yes.
We definitely need young people. Our girls are going to participate. Our chapter has Dr. Jean Noble Gyms and Dr. Betty Shabazz Academy girls, which are ages 11 to 18 that we mentor to. And the girls will also be participating.
Wonderful.
And so we love to have young people coming out.
Yes. So what a perfect opportunity, again, for family, for organizations, for youth groups, everybody. I mean, anybody who's here as part of community, it is a great morning to come out and really get a true sense and, in a way, kind of rededicate yourself to being part of a community and the diversity that's in that community, right?
Absolutely.
We
always have such a diverse outpouring of people that come. It's a wonderful rainbow of everyone.
Yes. And so this being the 17th year, let's, you know, just join in locking arms, doing a little bit of singing, meeting somebody new, hearing some words of inspiration, and using it as a time and a day to rededicate ourselves to community service. I think that's hugely important, and the work that you guys are doing in our community has been and continues to be hugely impactful. You've got something else coming up that's taking place in February, and it's a first, I believe. Can you share?
Yes,
a little
it
bit
is.
With
it
us
is
about
the
that?
First. We are doing the first High Desert Masquerade Ball fundraiser on Saturday, February 8th.
Okay, check your calendars. February 8th.
February 8th.
Yeah, let's try it.
At the Holiday Inn in Victorville on Palmdale Road. From 7 to 11, we will have a DJ, we will have dinner, we'll have a silent auction.
Oh.
We're going to have a red carpet where everybody walks up
can
have their pictures taken. We'll have a 360 photo booth so that you can get dressed up. But the masquerade ball was something that we thought about that would be good for the Mardi Gras season.
Yes.
Because February is usually known for Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to have a masquerade ball, considering it has such a rich history, starting in the 15th century in Venice, Italy, it was a time where they were mysterious affairs where you had an opportunity for technically the upper class to mingle and socialize behind the disguise of masks. And the tradition of masks allowed the attendees to shed some of the societal norms and roles and class distinctions, conceal their identity, and indulge in role-playing and flirtation without the constraints of social norms.
I love this history lesson.
I do.
The way you describe it, I really like
love it. Yes.
So that tradition gained popularity across Europe and then eventually spread through other cultures where you would dress up and have your mask for anonymity.
Right. And so you're just kind of carrying that forth.
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful.
We're going to try that tradition here in the High Desert, hopefully to be
like
an
fun
annual event so that we can come out and have fun.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds will go to all the various programs that we are doing in Delta.
Right. And so some of those programs tell us, so people will have an idea, some of those programs are just, as you mentioned, your youth program for girls, which is the GEMS, right?
Yes.
What are some of the other programs?
We have another program. We received some grants called Good Health Wins. Mm. And we have been using those funds in the community for mental health programs.
Wonderful.
For senior programs, for any other programs that might need a little extra money for financing and for resources, health fairs, things such as that. We are still doing college fairs. We haven't done an HBCU fair in a while, but we are considering doing that again. But mostly we want it to focus on mental and physical health advocacy.
Which is so important, hugely important.
We also give annual scholarships every year to graduating seniors. That we are going to continue. So all of the fundraising goes back into the community.
Right. Yeah, a lot of good work that you guys do. So now, if someone is interested in either either or both, the annual MLK Peace March or the upcoming Masquerade Ball Gala, how will they contact you to participate, get tickets? I think there should – are there still some sponsorship opportunities?
Oh, there are many sponsorship sponsorship opportunities available. The best way to do it would probably be to go to our website.
Okay.
DSTHDAC.org.
Okay.
I'll say that one more time.
Yes.
DSTHDAC.org.
Great.
That's our website. I'm always available. People can contact me.
Okay.
And the president, Haisani Ben, you can contact us.
Okay. And they can contact you through the website.
Through the website, or I will give my number right now.
Okay.
My number is 951-545-0339.
Okay. So there you have it. Again, the MLK Peace March is on January 20th. 9 o'clock is the check-in time.
Yes, that's
and
a check-in sign.
The start time for the march is 10 a.m. And then the upcoming Masquerade Ball Gala is February?
February 8th, Saturday, February 8th at the Victorville Holiday Inn on Palmdale Road.
Well, Yamila, I want to thank you for coming in. I want to thank you and the Deltas for the wonderful work that you guys have continued to do in this community over the 18 years that you have been chartered here. You guys are just a wonderful group, an extraordinary group of women who have made a tremendous impact on the culture of our community, and we are grateful to have you here. I also know you wear many hats.
Yes,
and
I do.
So I'm going to invite you back because you are also currently the president for the Victor Valley Women's Club.
Yes, I am.
And so I'm going to have you back because I know they're also an extraordinary group of women. And you've got some wonderful things coming up and things that you are working on that we'll have you back to talk to us about and share with our listeners. But thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I look forward to seeing you on January 20th.
Yes, you shall. You shall see me there. And February 8th.
And February 8th. You're right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, good January morning,
Happy
Roxanne.
New Year, Regina. Happy New Year to everybody.
I know. We're squarely into the new year. Oh. Lots already going on.
It is. We're going to be very busy this year on High Desert Dialogue.
And I'm really excited about today's guest because I've known him for a while. He's been doing amazing work within this High Desert community, and particularly, you know, he's an educator, and he's been doing a lot of work with our youth. But recently he came up through an organization that he's going to tell us a little bit more about and just embraced health for our community. And so I think it's so appropriate that, you know, we're at the beginning of the year. People are kind of changing how they're going to be doing
things. Yeah, and
things.
This is good for New Year resolutions as well to stay healthy.
Absolutely. And so I just really want to welcome Dr. Tayari Kwande, who, like I said, I've known for quite some time, has been doing amazing things, particularly with our youth. But he's here today to talk to us about this annual health fair that he started. through SCORE, and he's going to tell us a little bit about SCORE and what that is and, awesome. And give us some background. So, Doctor, I just want to say welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We're so happy to have you with us.
And Happy New Year.
Well, thank you both, Regina and Roxanne. Happy New Year to both of you. I'm extremely excited to be on here with both of you today to talk about SCORE and the health fair. It's really exciting. And so for those that don't know, SCORE is a nonprofit organization that I started back in 2021.
Ah.
And it came about because in 2020 I was doing an outreach program during COVID for graduates all over the world who weren't going to have a graduation. And so I just started thinking about how I could help. So I raised funding for students who lost jobs and, you know, kind of had online graduations, spot graduations, and gave out food and gift cards and money. And it was such a great program, but it was all funded out of my own pocket, which was not a bad thing.
Right.
But it wasn't sustainable. And so I thought, you know, the next time I did an outreach, I probably should start a nonprofit group. And SCORE, which stands for Securing Communities of Racial Equity, was birthed from that. And it's all about just what the name says, securing communities of racial equity. And one of the mainstays of SCORE is really about having an environment where justice and fairness prevail. It's about a legacy of empowerment and unity for our communities and our generations to come. And so from that, it spawned quite a few programs that are focused on youth and young adults to help them in educational endeavors. We have programs where they can get into film and media through our cinema camera training programs, have given away a few scholarships. And then we decided that we were going to focus on another issue that plagues our community, which is health.
Mm.
And so last year we started the first annual High Desert Community Health Fair. And it was such a great success. And it was so well received by community members and vendors that, you know, we wanted to make sure that we brought it back again this year.
Yes. And I think, Doctor, you know, the truth of the matter is sometimes we separate or we kind of isolate health from understanding how it's holistic, right? And instead of addressing and dealing with the whole health. And that's one of the things that I really love about what you're doing through this High Desert Health Fair is that you're helping us to really focus on the wholeness and being whole healthy, right? And so tell us what people can expect, when this is going to happen, you know, how they can get involved by either attending or being supportive of this initiative.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the event is taking place February the 1st on the upper campus of Victor Valley College in the Student Activity Center.
Great.
We'll have the entire activity center upstairs and downstairs and also outside and some areas around the lake. It's really a whole family event. We have events for the entire family, if you're 8 to 80, right?
Right.
For the young folks. We have health panels for women that focus specifically on issues that are germane to women, and it's run by women and it's for women. We also have a health panel for men, and those both went really well last year. A lot of great information was shared there. And this year we're introducing another panel for the teens. You know, last year we had some teen activities, but this year we wanted to really give them a chance to utilize their voice and talk about and engage in issues that relate to health that are specifically in their age range. But we have so much
That's
more.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. You know, we have entertainment folks that are coming out. We have a few of the local health organizations. Last year we had Molina and St. Mary's. I think they'll be back this year. Azusa Pacific, nursing students will be there, so there'll be health screenings. We had folks that came out representing the dental hygiene pathway, so to speak,
yes.
that were giving away free toothbrushes and dental floss.
Oh.
And so a lot of education, but also a lot of fun. There's a lot of vendors, health food vendors. We had some vendors that were not so much on the healthy side, but it was fresh food. How about that? So that's
okay.
healthy. So there'll be a lot of fun, a lot to look forward to, and a lot of, again, education, free items for the whole family. Mm.
Sounds great. Now, if somebody wants to become a sponsor or help to support this in some capacity, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Well, they can, for one, they can find more information on the website, which is score501c3.org. Again, that's score501c3.org. And they can also reach out a couple of other ways. They can email me at info@score501c3.org or score.501c3@gmail.com, right?
Okay.
And if they want to be even more direct, they can reach out to me directly on my number, 760-498-6165. And no matter which way they reach out, we can send them out a sponsorship form. There's various levels that they can contribute and help out with the event. And this is the same for vendors. So there's a vendor form and a sponsor form. And we really appreciate the support from the community because, as you can imagine, we had over 500 attendees last year.
Yes.
And with the way things are, things can be pricey. So we appreciate the support that we receive from the community. And it all goes back into the community. Last year, we were able to make some donations to students at Victor Valley College, as I said, and also offer a few scholarships. So we appreciate it.
Wow. So there's those added benefits to being a sponsor. Now, also vendors, because I know you had just a really wealthy array of vendors last year, and so I'm sure that a lot of those are going to be returning, and so space may be limited. And so if somebody has not but is interested in becoming a vendor, would they also reach out to you via those website and email addresses and phone number that you just gave us?
Indeed, absolutely the same way. And they'll get the vendor application that they can fill out really easy, really, really, really easy.
Thank you for your commitment to educate, inform, and help to create awareness for things that are going to keep us whole, healthy. You know, I think healthy communities are thriving communities. And so we definitely want to be a thriving community. So thank you for all the work that you've done over the years and for the work that you continue to do.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by the W. Grayson Consulting Group. Get the new People Management Development book, Manage People Better, at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. We can all manage people better. For more information, contact W. Grayson Consulting Group at 818-384-5076. It's an excellent gift for yourself or the people manager in your life. We'll talk to you next weekend.